Hello, my beautiful friend. Thank you for taking time out of your busy life to be here with me today. I'm Deborah Wayne. I'm the founder and the CEO of the International Chronic Pain Institute. And if you or someone you love has been suffering from things like chronic physical pain or anxiety and depression, perhaps you have trauma from your past, or from an accident or an injury. Maybe you struggle with binge eating or insomnia or migraine headaches or some type of mysterious chronic condition where you've tried everything and nothing's worked. You're in the right place with me. I have been there, done that. I have deep compassion for you. And more importantly, I've developed a very unique and proven system and have been able to help tens of thousands of people now all over the world who are suffering with similar, without any pills, without supplements, without changing and giving up all the foods you love, without endless physical therapy or other therapies or 10 years of talking about it. And I'm very excited today to share some time and space with you and reveal the high speed healing method for people who have tried everything and still don't heal. So please, if there's one thing that you hear today, do not give up hope. And I want to make sure you know how to reach out to me at my website, which is internationalcpi.com. You'll find lots of information there and ways that you can work with me. And I'm going to cram as much as I can into our time together today. And you want to stay till the very end of the call because I'm going to share with you a short demonstration session of my profound energy healing method known as high speed healing. And it is exactly that. It's what's enabled me to literally help people in the safest, the fastest, and actually the most relaxing way to let go of sometimes 30 plus years of chronic pain and other symptoms where they've tried everything and nothing worked. And you are no different. And even in a short demo, I do it all the time. Even in a short demo, people get healing results. Some people even become completely pain-free. I know it sounds too good to be true, but even in a short demo. So I'm going to share that with you later in the call and also share with you a very special offer, a way to work with me further that is the most affordable way out there to go deep and have my full attention and experience the depths of my work with high speed healing and the other techniques that I teach in my pain-free living program. So let's get started. And before we do, I want to ask you to grab a pen and paper and some water. And you're going to be listening deeply to your body. And when your body starts reacting, I want you to write down what I'm saying or write down the time so you can go back and listen again. Your body will never lie to you. It has amazing information. And even if you don't understand it with your intellectual mind, your body will be giving you signals. And so today, if you start feeling like you want to run out of the room, or you want to throw up, or you want to laugh or cry, or you just get curious and excited, pay attention, write down where what I'm saying and what the time is. So, first of all, just very briefly, in case you don't know me, over 35 years ago, I went through health hell. Absolutely just hit and crashed and burned, hit the bottom of literally the closet, my beautiful walk-in closet in my bedroom. Couldn't get up, couldn't stop crying, couldn't stop the pain from head to toe. Hair was falling out, insomnia, thyroid issues, gut issues, headaches. I had to drink wine till I passed out to fall asleep at night. I was becoming very addicted to painkillers and other drugs to help me relax because my nerves were a wreck and I was flipping from anxiety to depression, back and forth. And quite frankly, that last day when I crashed, I had suicidal thoughts. I just wanted to end it. I was so miserable. And I had tried everything I knew how to try. And, you know, all the people that have come to work with me now for years say the same thing. They go, just like I did, they went to the conventional medical world and they were given drugs or anti-inflammatory patches. They were told to change all their foods, eliminate their foods. I'm froggy today. I've been talking a lot. They were told to eliminate foods, all the foods they love, right? And, you know, I ended up eating basically air and water and broccoli and nothing changed, nothing. So that was very frustrating and disappointing. And I started to get bitter and resentful. And so then I looked down the natural method, the natural medicine trail, and that's what everyone else tells me that they do as well. And then I was taking handfuls of supplements and I wasn't sure they were working, but I was afraid to stop, right? Have you ever noticed this? So I didn't know what to do because I wasn't getting any results. And I was really just unable to function anymore. I had, you know, practiced fake it till you make it for years. And I wasn't talking about it. I wasn't getting help. And I was becoming more and more and more feeling out of control, very vulnerable, very scared, full of anxiety, and angry and depressed. So if you are there, I have great compassion for you. I do get it. And I'm able to help you. And I can't go into the whole story today because we don't have that much time. But the brief version is I started meditating. And I had a series of very profound, profound spiritual experiences that today, I've even found the science to back it up. So this is both scientific and spiritual. And what happened was it was revealed to me. I could see it. I could hear it. I could feel it. I could sense it. And I knew in my bones, I knew that everything, including our bodies, including our symptoms, is made of energy. It's made of energy, vibration, and light, literal particles of light. And the light carries information. And energy is constantly communicated via the field, which is known as the biofield. We live in a giant ocean of energy and information. And there's a field around every living thing, including your body. And it is become known as the biofield. That term was coined by the National Institute of Health in 1992. It's not something I made up. It's an actual field from physics that they discovered. And it's changed the game in science, totally changed the game, because now we understand that the field is the key, the missing puzzle piece to both health and sickness, health and disease, health and symptoms. And you can find everything in that biofield, which is my expertise. I've become super sensitive and I can scan your field even at a distance. Yes, even in another country, even when I work with groups of unlimited size and even via a recording. I know. Now, again, this is an entire course in physics, which I'm not qualified to teach, but I also don't have time to teach even what I do know. But it really, I know it's unfamiliar to many people, but it is truly the leading edge frontier science. And even if you Google biofield science, you're going to see what I'm talking about. There's a lot of research. My good friend, Dr. Beverly Rubick, is highly published in the subject. You can find the work from the late, great Dr. Valerie Hunt from UCLA. She was the first person to photograph the biofield. And here's a key that she discovered that I want to share with you today. If you've been feeling stuck and you tried everything and why you're not healing. So there really are only three places to look. One, your mind. Two, your emotions. Three, your energy field. Now, you didn't hear me say your body. Why? Because Dr. Hunt, she was the first person to photograph the field, and she discovered that the information that was affecting the body was first found in the field, in the subtle energy. The body is made of energy, but it's made of a dense, slower vibration, which is why we see it physically appearing. However, the subtle realm, the invisible realm, which you can't, most people can't see with the naked eye or hear with the ear, but it can be photographed using special equipment. And this very sophisticated equipment, it records and shows where there are disturbances in this energy field. And the reason this is so critical is that the field is informing the body. Let me say that again, please write this down. The field is informing the body. This is why when the physicists first found and classified the field, they called it an information field, because they discovered the field is informing the body. Now here's a Deborah-ism I want you to write down and think about. The body is the last place that anything shows up. I'll say it again. The body, your physical body, is the last place that anything shows up. It starts in the field. Now, what's in the field? What's in there? Subtle energy. And what does that mean? What is subtle energy? Your thoughts, your emotions, and all the thoughts and emotions that you're picking up on in the environment that you're soaking in. And this is critical, because most people, what do we do, right? What do? When you don't feel well, when something hurts, when you're ill, what's the first thing you do? You go to a professional who says, where does it hurt? And what do? They look at the body. Well, it's my neck, it's my back, it's my headaches, it's my stomach every time I eat. I can't sleep at night. I have my thyroid. I just, you know, everything is, I just feel weak, my immune system, everything. Even if they take tests and they discover there is a weakness, wherever that is, there is a problem and it shows up on a test. I've worked with thousands of people where things show up on tests and they follow the protocol, the medical protocol to a T, and nothing changes. That was my story. Why is that? Because we're looking at the body as if it's car parts, and we're trying to cut out and drug out the car part. And that's not where it begins. That's not the easiest, fastest place to find the problem. And I don't want you to write this down. The symptoms are never the root cause of the problem. This is why you're stuck. The symptoms are never the root cause of the problem. So I want you to think about this. If you had a beautiful orange tree in your backyard, and all of a sudden you noticed that the oranges were showing up shriveled and brown and falling off, and they were inedible, there was something clearly wrong, diseased about these oranges. Would you take soil and water and nutrients and pour that over the oranges? Of course not, right? You have to go deep down to find the roots of the tree, nourish the roots in order to help the oranges, right? But the roots of a tree are usually hidden from view. And my friend, that's what's happened with you as well. The roots of your pain, patterns, symptoms, and all pain and patterns are welcome here. I'm talking about any type of pain. It doesn't have to be physical. You could be having patterns and painful relationships, pain in your career, pain in your finances, your romances. All of these are symptoms, and they are not the root cause of the problem. So if we want to get to the roots, we have to go down deep, and very few, if any, practitioners, certainly the conventional medical world, they're not trained to even ask you the proper questions to go deep enough below the surface. So you get focused on the symptom and trying to fix and figure out the symptoms, right? And you think about it and think about it. Where did I get it? How could I have gotten it? You go to Dr. Google, you go to another specialist, you have another test. And you go round and round the revolving door, and try to think harder and more often to try to solve the problem. And my friend, this is why you're stuck. Focusing on the symptom practically guarantees that your symptom will never leave. And in fact, it will only get worse. It will only get worse. I want you to write this down. Your body is telling the story of your life. I'll say it again. Your body is telling the story of your life. Your pain has a message for you. And hear me out. Your pain is actually your friend. Your symptoms, your pain is actually your friend trying to give you a message, an important message that if you don't listen and you don't interpret it properly, you will stay stuck. Now, you're not blocked, so don't misunderstand. You have a blind spot, but you're not blocked. This is a misunderstanding, and I hear it all the time, people coming to me every day saying, Deborah, help me get unblocked. You're not blocked. You have a blind spot from the way you're thinking about it, your symptoms and suffering, and how you're looking to solve it. And this is why my unique method known as high-speed healing and my pain-free living program, where I teach you the exact tools to find the disturbances that lie in the mind and in the emotions. And I do the work for you in your energy field, which I'm going to give you a demonstration of today. See, the energy field is the fastest way to tap into what are those disturbing thought habits that are in your mind, and where are the emotions hiding out in your body that you may not be aware of. These are the big culprits, and we get them back in the environment we're soaking in. We get them in childhood. Most often, they're literally programmed into our brain, which acts like a computer with no virus protection. And the brain is just open saying yes, yes to all the files. And, you know, we don't understand what's going to harm us and what's going to help us, what is true or what's false. Before the age of 8 or 9, the brain isn't even developed enough to discern the truth. So it just says, yes, yes. And you're feeling everything and you're hearing and listening. And so the emotional climate that you grew up in, the thoughts that you heard repeatedly, the actions that you saw the people that you spent time with, the actions you saw them take, you imprinted those. You imprinted those. And your field, your biofield, it's like a recording device, and it's been recording everything that's ever happened to you since before you were even born. And what's so astonishing and wonderful about that is that something like high-speed healing can rapidly find where the disturbances are without years of talking about it, without any talking in many cases. And even if you don't remember the incident, many people I work with, they report, wow, I had a flashback, a memory, but I don't really understand why it was there, why that came up. You may not even realize a certain event or something someone said or did that impacted you deeply. You may not even realize how much that had an impact on your physical, mental, and emotional health. So we could talk about it till we're blue in the face and you would never find it. But I can find it in your field. And it rapidly brings these disturbances up and moves them out. And oftentimes without a tear, without any type of feelings even coming up, it just releases it. Now, those of you that need to feel and need to learn to not be afraid of your emotions, you may start to experience emotions and recognize for the first time that emotions release rapidly. Emotions are made of energy. Energy is nothing to be feared. Energy is constantly moving and changing form, and it never dies, but it changes form constantly. So if you have emotions that you've been suppressing and repressing and denying, or you learned very early on, oh, don't bring those here. Big boys don't cry. Or nice girls smile. and say yes. And if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. See, I grew up hearing these things. Get that look off your face, or I'll give you something to cry about. So you hear these things when you're little, or maybe even later in life, but you hear them and you take them in at a deep level, and you start to shut down your truth, your authenticity, your true emotions. And I promise you, if you are not fully expressing, emotions are energy, and energy has to go somewhere. And if it's not freely expressing outward, it goes inward and it implodes. And if it goes on long enough, it comes out sideways as a symptom of dis-ease. So I want you to understand this and write this down. Your thoughts create always an emotional reaction. They're linked together. So thoughts generate emotions. Emotions generate more thoughts. Thoughts generate more emotions. Emotions generate more thoughts. They get totally linked, and you go round and round a revolving door. Now, to make matters even worse, unless these are positive, high vibration thoughts, if they are not, if they're disturbed thoughts, if they're full of fear or anger or guilt or shame, if they're, you know, negative, what we tend to think of as negative thoughts, fear-based thoughts, worrisome thoughts, you're going to have those types of emotions. And emotions drive every decision that you make. Every choice you make is driven by an emotion. Everything from where to go to school, who to marry, even what clothes to buy. Emotions are the driver. And then emotions that you keep repeating and choices that you keep repeating, they become our habit patterns. And habits that keep rinsing and repeating, they become our life. So you have thoughts leading to emotions, emotions leading to choices, choices leading to habits, and habits becoming patterns, and patterns, there's your life. And this is how your body starts telling the story of your life. The body is the last place that anything shows up. Write this down. Your body is the effect, not the cause. Your body is the effect, not the cause. So I want you to take a moment right now, and I want you to think about something that you heard or saw or felt a lot of the time when you were growing up, in the environment you grew up in, wherever that was. Maybe you were alone. Think about that. I want you to write down the predominant thought and emotional climate of the environment you grew up in. Write that down now. I'll give you a moment to do that. All right, now think about this. Today in your life, what happens when that same or similar thought or emotion comes up, or you're around other people who have that same or similar thought or emotion? And so it comes at you. Either it comes up in you or it comes at you. How do you respond today? And it may be many, many years later. What tends to happen is that in childhood, we make a decision based on if we feel safe. So if you grew up where there was violence, abuse, neglect, a lot of criticism, shaming, blaming, guilting, if you weren't allowed to express yourself fully, your feelings were shut down, you will have compromised part of yourself. You will eventually shut down. And you have to remember, the emotions that we're feeling that go inside, they're releasing chemicals, often toxic chemicals that we literally get addicted to. We can get addicted to the feeling of fear and anger, believe it or not. So these emotions and thoughts, remember, the thoughts generate emotions. they release chemicals that are disturbances. These are frequencies that can be measured in the field. And they literally affect our immune system, our nervous system. They are affecting every organ of the body. They affect your hormones. They affect your ability to sleep at night, your blood pressure, your digestion, your elimination. So many things. Your entire health is affected by the patterns, the habit patterns that you continue to experience based on your thoughts, your emotions, your patterns. And the ones that are repeated are critical. And so if you look back at your life, your early life, or if you experience some kind of trauma later in life, which many people do, it could have been an accident or an injury or a surgery that went bad, where something happened that was unexpected during surgery. In fact, I've worked with many people who, even after anesthesia, they had all these consequences that they didn't understand, and nothing showed up on a test. And it's often related to the cellular memory, the emotions that were actually happening, but you were under anesthesia and don't remember and weren't aware you were even feeling and having a reaction, because on some level you could still hear everything and you still had emotions about what was going on during surgery. So you may have been terrified, but not remember. Well, your cells remember. And this shows up in the field and in the body. I've worked with people who had things like a diagnosis of fibromyalgia, and they had pain from head to toe, sometimes for 30 years or longer. And when I work with them, they often don't remember what happened. They've been thinking about it for years, trying to figure out, you know, how and where the root is, but they can't find it. And it's usually not one single thing either. It's usually a combination of experiences, thoughts, emotions, both given to you and that you're generating. But I've seen how with high-speed healing, in the very first session, relief, people reporting, and not just one or two, we're talking thousands of people saying, oh my God, I'm 99.9% pain-free for the first time in years. No pills, no supplements, no hypnosis, no touching, no changing the foods. So you see, this is the future of health and caring and self-care. And we're in the age of energy. We've entered it. And we're not going back. We're actually going forward with this in a bigger, bolder way. You're seeing it in the technology, but the beautiful thing is we don't need outer technology that's super expensive and that most people have no access to, because we have inner technology. Inner technology, that's how I became so sensitive to be able to scan the field in seconds and to help people go into a very relaxed, deep brainwave state, often called a theta state, which is where the relaxation response kicks in, the right brain kicks in. You start to really go deeper into the unconscious mind, and the things that you've hidden from view start to come up rapidly. This is why people have such dramatic healing. And also, if you've been suffering from trauma, this is the good news. It doesn't re-trigger the trauma. Because if you're like me, I did not want to go back and muck around and stir up emotions and remember the trauma I had been through. Very few people want to do that. Now, that doesn't mean it won't come up, but when it comes up, it releases rapidly. We're talking in record time. You know, I went into a science research lab a few times, and we took several different people. One woman who you can see the video and hear her story on my website, which, by the way, my website, internationalcpi.com, you want to look at this video, it's profound. This Caroline was her name, and she, for 12 years, she had been given a diagnosis of fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome. She had insomnia, had not slept in 12 years without a sleep aid, and they made her loopy and groggy and hard to function the next day. She had an injury to her eardrum, which had affected her hearing. She had a double cataract in one eye. Her spine had a curvature, and it caused a lot of pain, particularly the upper spine. And it was affecting her posture. She had knee pain, terrible knee pain. There were other things. The list was quite long of all the problems and symptoms that she had exhibited for quite a number of years. She had been going to physical therapy. She had tried everything. The conventional medical route didn't help. Then she went natural. She was taking supplements, sleep aids, changed her diet, took the whole anti-inflammatory diet, nothing. Went to physical therapy regularly, had done massage, prayer, meditation, yoga. I mean, you name it. The woman had done everything. We took her into a research lab. You ready for this? In the very first and only session, in less than an hour, she reported being 99% pain-free for the first time. She stood up and her spine had literally straightened. And I haven't mentioned this yet. This is one of the other benefits of high-speed healing. It can and does cause structural change. So people have often been able to avoid surgery. The spine changes. They tell me it feels like hands-on chiropractic, even though they're nowhere near me. So Caroline's spine straightened. She stood up and literally said, oh my God, I have to like catch my balance in a new way. She had to practice walking because it felt so different to her. And when she went back to the physical therapist that week, the physical therapist, the moment she walked in the door, said, oh my God, what did you do? Your spine is almost completely straight. The double cataract, gone. The hearing, gone. Healed. Her knee pain gone, sleeping like a baby, no more fibromyalgia pain. I mean, it was so beautiful. And I'm here to tell you, she is not the only one. I hear this type of report constantly. And what was so incredible too, is that we saw measurable results on the equipment. And we know that this is repeatable. We've seen it again and again. I've worked with literally tens of thousands of people, really hundreds of thousands at this point, because I do interviews and demos like this for hundreds of thousands of people all the time, every week. So many, many people, I don't even get the reports back. But if you look at the website, you'll see an entire page of success stories, videos and written testimonials that people have shared with us. And that's just a taste of them. But this is an everyday occurrence in my world. And I know it can sound, you know, too good to be true. And you have every right to be skeptical. Believe me, I'm actually a very big skeptic. You have to prove it to me. You know, I have to have an experience to know that it's real. And that's what I want to provide for you today, an actual experience of this. And hopefully many people do, even in a short demo, feel, notice, they have an experience that they cannot deny. Some people do need 1, 2, 3 sessions before they really have a deeper experience. But almost everyone will have their own personal, undeniable experience with high-speed healing. And, you know, I welcome all skeptics. I'm not here to convince you of anything. I would love for you to have that experience. And that's why I love doing summits like this and speaking all over, so that I can help people recognize there is a solution. And it doesn't require pills, potions, lotions, or giving up all the foods you love. It is really different than what's out there. And it goes far beyond the scope of most other energy healing modalities that I know of. I practice other energy healing and quite a few other healing methods. After I had gone back to school, I stacked on a bunch of degrees. I became a hypnotherapist and a counselor in addiction counseling, so many things. And I've worked with, you know, I was a Reiki master for 20 years. And when this came in, I stopped everything I was ever doing because I'd never gotten results like this with anything else. And I've never looked back. And that was, this all started in 1987. So, you know, it's even increased over the years. In fact, I felt a huge up level to a higher, more profound frequency that where people started getting even more dramatic results. And that was in 2006. So, you know, I'm so passionate about it because people get results. And I want that for you. I want that for everyone. So the more people I can help, really, that's, you know, I live for that. That's my mission. And I really care because I do know what is, how miserable it is when you're walking around with pain all the time. It's miserable. So, all right, so let's just review really quickly. So the body is telling the story of your life. The symptoms are never the root cause of the pain or the pattern or your symptoms. The cut it out, drug it out, it's not going to find it. We have to go deeper to the hidden reasons that lie at the root, and the root is never in the body. It's in your biofield, in your energy field, in your information field. This is physics. It's also ancient spiritual wisdom. Ancient. The yogis have talked about this for thousands of years. I started realizing that when I became a yoga teacher back in 2001. That's when I started to really recognize what I was doing and what was happening. And then I found the science years later. So see, I all of this came to me very intuitively, but now I have the science to back it up as well. So we have to go deep. We have to clear and release the damaging thought habits, the damaging disturbances from emotions. You are not blocked. You have a blind spot. And I promise you, it's either a habit of thought that you're not aware of, or habits of thought that you're not aware of, that you probably learned years ago in your childhood and don't even remember, or it's habits of emotions that you're suppressing, repressing, denying, and they get stuffed and stuck in the body and turn out as symptoms of physical, mental, emotional pain. They affect the organs, the nervous system, your immune system, everything. So you can't just think yourself out of this box. You have to have a higher, a leg up to a higher vibration, to a state of consciousness where there is no dis-ease. That's what high-speed healing provides. I'm able to bring in healing frequencies that are the vibration that you need to lift you to a different energetic frequency. And we know from science that if you're exposed to the right frequency, you must change. So a couple things, and then we're going to do the demo. First, I want to make sure that you know how to grab a no-cost copy of my book, where you can explore what I've been talking about today, even at a deeper level. It's called Why Do I Still Hurt? Rapid Relief for Chronic Pain, Depression, Anxiety, Trauma, and More. If you want a hard copy like this where you can underline and dog ear, you've got to go to Amazon. But if you go to my website, internationalcpi.com/gift, G-I-F-T, you can grab a digital copy that will download to any device of my book. And you'll also receive an invitation to a live call with me in my membership program, which is known as the High Speed Healing Universe. So you'll come in for free 1 week out of the month. And I would love to have you and help you further. And if you already know that you want to go deeper with me, on Monday, April 19th, coming right around the corner, I'd love for you to come join me for my 1 day deep high speed healing immersion. This is an online virtual event. You stay right there in the comfort of your home, and we're going to spend the day together and go very, very deep into the things I've been touching on today. I'm going to reveal on the day of healing the top 13 reasons that I have discovered that lie at the hidden root of all pain, suffering, and symptoms. I'm going to just give you those. You'll be able to print them out and find yourself on the list so you can stop searching. I'm going to be sharing with you how to go deeper to release what's in your unconscious mind and emotions, how to get this stuff up and out. I'm going to be facilitating 2 full high-speed healing sessions in 1 day. It's a life-changing day, my friends. I have had people, for example, with MS in wheelchairs, who stood up and walked for the first time on the day of healing. all kinds of pain and symptoms and suffering, including binge eating and addictions. Many people reporting it turned them around and got them on a different track completely. Now, I'm not going to guarantee that it solves all your problems in one day, but it will begin the process, and for many people, rapidly release. And for some people, it really does. They walk away pain-free from that one day event. So if you'd like to work with me further in the most affordable way that I offer, join the day of high speed healing immersion. It's coming up April the 19th. It's a Monday. We break it up into two sections so that wherever you are in the world, you'll be able to attend part of the morning or the late afternoon evening section. And it will be at a time when it's not the middle of the night for you. You'll want to go to the link internationalcpi.com/DOHPS, internationalcpi.com/DOHPS, like perfect success. And I'm gifting you 50% off. So you'll be able to attend the day at half off the regular normal price that's offered to the general public as a way of saying thank you for being here with me today. And I would just so love to help you further. So let me grab my hand, let me show you the way and help you get to the other side of the patterns that you're suffering from. All right, now get ready. We are about to do the demo of high speed healing. Okay, two rules, no driving. Most people will drop into a deep relaxation state. No driving, no operating equipment, machinery, cutting, cooking in the kitchen, nothing like that. I want you sitting, or even better, lying down in a very comfortable as you can get position. Start lying on your back if you can, because your body may want to start releasing and moving. Some people flip and flop like a fish. Now, if you don't have movement, don't worry, no problem. Whatever happens for you today is perfect for you. I'm going to be guiding you in with my voice, and then we'll go into a very brief silent portion, and then I'm going to bring you out. So get ready, here we go. And remember, if you're in a wheelchair, it's no problem at all. Just sit back, get comfortable, everyone. Here we go. Close your beautiful eyes. And I want you to take the deepest breath that you have taken all day so far. And fill up with new possibilities. Relax your low belly. Exhale deeply. Listen to the sigh, the sound of you as you exhale. Breathe into your low belly and draw that breath up into your beautiful heart. And open your mouth and let out a sigh and exaggerate your exhale. Feel how your exhale helps you to relax. Again, relax your low belly now. Draw that breath up into your beautiful heart. Open your mouth and let it all go. Let your whole day go. Let everything you think you know about your health, your pain, your problems, just let it go. Set it aside. Turn your palms up in a gesture of being open to receive all the healing, all the answers, everything you need right here and right now. Just be open, even if you don't understand one thing with your mind. You don't need to understand one thing with your mind for this to work. I'd like you to begin to notice what you're feeling in your body or around your body. Notice what you're experiencing inside. you may notice some kind of sensation in your body or around your body. Just notice that if you do. Remember, you cannot do this wrong. You cannot block the healing. And please do not try to help me. I want you to let me do all the work, and you just observe and receive. Observe. Notice what's going on inside you without trying to analyze it. There's nothing to fix, nothing to figure out, and nothing to change. I want you to let whatever happens happen without trying to change it, even if it makes no sense to you. And I want you to remember to let your body move in any way. If it starts to move on its own involuntarily, let that happen. Or if you feel like moving anytime in any way, I want you to let yourself move and follow that urge to move in any way at any time in the session. Now, as you breathe in and out now, just regularly, the normal, natural way you breathe, in and out through your nose. Easy, effortless breathing, and feeling yourself relax with every breath you take. Notice now, even with your eyes closed, do you start to see something like colors, shapes, images? Just notice that if you do. There's no right or wrong. Notice any sounds like voices, words, music, tones, any kind of sound that you hear internally. Just notice that. There's no right or wrong. You may notice a fragrance or a taste. You may have thoughts come up. Let them come up. Even if these are thoughts you don't want to be thinking about, let them come up. It's the energy pattern coming up and moving out. The same with emotions. You may notice emotions bubbling up. Let them come up. It's energy and it's moving. Even if pain comes up, let it come up. This is part of the healing process. Remember, you can't do it wrong, and whatever's happening for you right now is perfect for you. Even if it seems like nothing's happening, that's actually okay too. Just notice that it's quiet inside you. If you think you're making it up and imagining things, that's okay too. Just notice that you're thinking that. Remember to let your body move if you feel like moving, or if it moves on its own. Keep observing your inner experience without trying to change it, without trying to fix it or figure anything out, and without labeling anything as good, bad, right, or wrong. Let it be easy, like you're at the movies and you're watching and you're listening and you're feeling, but you're not trying to change the movie. If you feel pressure in the head, that is the number one sign that people report that you're perceiving and receiving the healing frequencies. You may or may not feel it though, but it's not a headache, so don't be alarmed. Now we're going to take just 2 minutes in complete silence. And I am going to be right here working on you quietly in total silence. And you may drop into a very, very deep, relaxed place. Just let that happen if it does. And when it's time to come back, you're going to hear my voice and you'll know it's time. And you'll come back very easily and effortlessly. So I want you to rest now. I want you to rest your mind, rest your body, and I want you to relax more than you have in a long, long time. And enjoy this experience, and you'll hear my voice when it's time to come back. Enjoy now. Now, very, very slowly now, become aware of the sound of my voice and all the sounds around you. And begin now to deepen your breathing and feel yourself becoming more alert, more aware, more awake, and staying very, very relaxed. Take a deep, long breath in and out now. Feel yourself becoming alert, awake, and aware now, and very, very relaxed. And take another deep breath in and out now, and wiggle your fingers, your toes, stretch your arms. Take a big breath in and come all the way back, wide awake, alert, refreshed and relaxed, and slowly, gently open your beautiful eyes and let the light come back in now. So this is where a lot of people are always, Deborah, do I have to come back? You may feel tired, even from a short demo. If you do, it's because it's not over. So you can go back in a moment and lie down, and it will continue working on you. I want you to remember, more can happen after the session than during. So don't be too quick to judge. There's a 24-hour period where you're going to integrate what just happened, even in a short demo. A lot can and does happen. So listen to your body. If you get super energized, great. Just don't overdo it. Go and do, don't overdo. If you feel tired, rest. Make sure you drink water and pay attention to what you're hearing inside. You may even notice your dreams giving you guidance tonight. Keep paper and pen by your bed. Very common to have your dreams stirred up. If you felt pressure in the head, it's typically not a headache. It's you perceiving me sharing these high vibrational healing frequencies with you via the field. So that's the number one thing people report. It's the vibration you're not used to, and you're experiencing the contrast. It will integrate, it will settle in, it will become your new normal. And then you'll hold that, hopefully hold that permanently. And this is where I have found over the years that when people work with me four times, they tend to have a better chance of holding a completely different state, a vibrational state, which shows up in your physical, mental, and emotional health and in your life. People often find their finances, their romances improve. Anything can, because everything is energy. So I'll leave you with this last thought. Do not give up hope, no matter how far down the scale you have gone, no matter what you've been told. The body and the life is designed to heal if you're given a safe space with a guide who can help you till you can hold it on your own, and the right tools for healing. You are designed to heal, my friend, just like I did. And so please reach out, internationalcpi.com/gift, and get a hold of my book, Why Do I Still Hurt? So you can understand what we've been talking about today even deeper. Come to my live call in my High Speed Healing Universe and join me on the 19th, Monday, April 19th, for an entire day where we're going to spend over 5 hours together on the Day of High Speed Healing Immersion. You can read all about it and register for 50% off as my way of saying thank you for being here with me today. Enjoy the Day of High Speed Healing Immersion at half off when you go to internationalcpi.com/DOHPS, DOH, Day of Healing, PS, perfect success. I look so forward to helping you go further into really living a pain-free life. Thank you again. I'm Deborah Wayne. I'm the founder and the CEO of the International Chronic Pain Institute. Thank you so much for taking time to be here with me today. Much love to you, and don't hesitate to reach out if I can help you further. Bye for now.